Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
WGN-TV meteorologist Mike Jansen has made the drive from the WGN Tom Skilling Weather Center to Carbondale, Illinois for the eclipse. Mike, good morning. You are no stranger to that area of our state, are you?
No, good morning. Yeah, I went to school here for 3 years and then actually spent 7 years after that working here in Southern Illinois, and actually spent the night last night over at my former chief meteorologist place last night. He was kind enough to let me use his hotel, so to speak. And we were already up this morning just discussing what so far. I mean, we got bright blue skies here, so if the eclipse wanted to show up early, we would be fine with that.
So what does it look like for this afternoon? What time does it start in the southern part of Illinois?
We've got a few hours left, so the peak will happen, I think it's just after 2 o'clock, and 1:59 is when it starts, and it lasts about 4 minutes and 8 seconds, roughly. So you've got that time period right around 2. We're pretty excited because we will have over on WGN-TV starting our live coverage for myself and Tom Skilling, who is only 6 miles from my location. And then, of course, Demetrius Ivory is up in Cleveland. We're going to be from 1 to 2:30, so we're going to see totality. And hopefully, you know, 7 years ago, Southern Illinois was very clear in terms of the skies, except right over the SIU Stadium, of all places. And so we were discussing that earlier today, that there was maybe a 30-second time period where the clouds thinned just enough for people here to get really excited. And they have sold, so far, over 13,000 tickets for folks to come into the SIU Stadium and enjoy all the festivities that have been going on since Friday down here in Carbondale.
A lot of folks will be taking a look in Indiana, and their weather looks pretty good too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's so far. I mean, as of right now, it really looked like that Texas and maybe Cleveland, of all places, were going to be maybe the cloudiest. But yeah, through much of Illinois, we could end up with pretty clear skies. And you obviously know what it's looking like in Chicago as well, looking pretty good there. You'll get 94% of, you know, an eclipse there over with the moon covering up the sun. But, you know, Indianapolis looks okay too. And, you know, sometimes it's just about timing, right? And if we have some high thin clouds and that's it, that's great. We have just one cumulus that happens to be right over your area. I mean, 7 years ago, Tom Skilling enjoyed clear skies at the lake he was at, and again, 6 miles away at SIU Stadium where I am, they had one little cloud that basically covered up the sun. And so that's the thing you can deal with weather, right? You can't time these things out. But even if you have clouds, it's going to get dark. There's no doubt about that.
So for Chicago and the suburbs, 12:51 to 3:22 is the time of at least a partial and then a total eclipse. 12:51 to 3:22, is that right?
Yeah, you got that long period of time there where the partial begins, and then you get to that peak where you'll have 94%. Of the sun being covered by the moon there. And you will notice some differences in terms of, you know, obviously it's going to be a little bit darker, not like you're going to get here, but it'll be, I know a lot of the area schools up in the Chicago area are very excited about this. You know, my daughter's school, for instance, they were talking to all the kids about keeping their glasses with them. They're giving them all solar glasses, the eclipse glasses, when they go outside after school is out, because the partial eclipse is still going to be going on at that point in time. So if you're not wearing the special glasses, you shouldn't be looking up at the sun.
Right. And totality in the Chicago area, 207. How long will that last?
Oh boy, I'm trying to remember how long that was. It wasn't as long as what we're finding, you know, what we're seeing down here. I had to write up on it just the other day, and I shifted all my gears to what we're seeing down here now. But it does go on for a decent amount of time that people can get out there and still get a pretty good glimpse of it. So it should still be a great show to be seen up in the Chicago area. I know Mike Lowe is going to be doing some stuff up there. Aaron McElroy is doing some stuff as well. And so there's a lot of exciting things, even though you're not getting totality in Chicago. It's still a pretty amazing event. And if the skies stay clear the way they, you know, or mostly clear the way they were looking, I think it'd be a great day from one end of the state to the other.
Yeah, Steve, you mentioned this. What was it, about 4 minutes for the totality
here? It's going to be about 4 minutes, just like it is in Southern Illinois. And you know, Mike, I'm kind of curious, Mike, from a meteorological standpoint. You know, what happens in this period of totality? The way it gets cooler, obviously, but what kinds of things will weathermen be watching for today?
We were having that discussion. Our former chief meteorologist Jim Razor and I were discussing that, and you know, you could see if you have a very warm day, while you know, like we're expecting here, to possibly be mid to upper 70s with lots of sunshine, that the temperature drop could be pretty dramatic. Depending on where you are, you could be looking anywhere from maybe a few degrees to as much as 10 to 12 degrees, or maybe even more, that dip as you take the sun away for those 4 minutes. But also looking at the potential, if there are some clouds out there, one of the things we were kind of discussing, the potential there is, does the fact that you end up with totality there and you have... It obviously drops in temperature. Does that then create like a meso high right underneath that eclipse, right underneath that shadow, to where if you don't have rising air, would that cause any, maybe if you had thin clouds or maybe not much of a cloud deck, to then actually break up because you are now suddenly creating high pressure, which is sinking air mass? Would you actually, if you have clouds overhead, as the eclipse, as the shadow gets over you, do we actually start to see the clouds break up a little bit because you are creating this small high, kind of like those little, you'll hear us sometimes talk about these meso lows that are over the southern parts of Lake Michigan, and then they kick up rain or snow or stuff like that. It'd just be this little area of high pressure. We're interested to see, you know, what happens there too. So there's a lot of things. It's been interesting. It is really exciting for the kids, the students here at SIU, because they are, you know, locked hand in hand with the folks from NASA, and being able to do the research projects and everything that comes with this. And they actually sent last year a group of faculty and students, they're going to be working today, down to Australia to test out some of their new equipment for the eclipse down there. Now, that particular eclipse for them was less than a minute, but it was the only chance they were going to have to test out everything. So this should be a lot of fun for everybody involved. And there's already people that are gathering, and they don't open the gates here at the football stadium for another 3 hours. So the campus is already hopping this morning.
Mike Jansen, he'll also be looking for the possibility of Tom Skilling fainting, and we'll get the report on that. It's going to be interesting.
I tell you what, based on what I saw last night, Tom had his feet up and was more relaxed than I think I've ever seen the guy. He is headlong in retirement. I think today he's just going to enjoy the show.
Yeah, wait till he sees that eclipse. It's going to be fun. All right, thanks, Mike. Have fun down there, and we'll get you all
right, I appreciate it.